the takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Let's just stipulate right at the top that we got two really great presidential lines out of this debate. There's Romney's.
I congratulate him on taking out Osama bin Laden and going after the leadership in Al-Qaeda. But we can't kill our way out of this mess.
Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
I don't know, there's something about foreign policy debates. They just produce more exotic language, better lines, period. Here's the president's best line, in my opinion.
The biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda, you said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
Don't you forget about me. Don't.
But you might say we are getting ahead of ourselves. Stepping back to the 80s like this, hold your horses. There's a lot to get to here.
This debate of the 2012 campaign brought to you by the Commission on Presidential Debates. This one's on foreign policy. I'm Bob Schieffer.
As the debate was getting underway, the Twitter gang was battling for hashtag supremacy. The two top trends, as Bob Schieffer of CBS began speaking, were can't afford four more and admit it, Mitt. Something called BBLA was also up there. Basketball Wives LA is what that's about.
I just feel like every time I walk away, I hear you say like some little sneak and I'll be like,
you lying.
Oh, my mama.
Freedom of speech is a beautiful thing in full bandwidth America. And the candidates were off.
We're going to have to put in place a very comprehensive and robust strategy to help the world of Islam and other parts of the world reject this radical, violent extremism, which is, it's certainly not on the run.
They were off agreeing.
You know, Governor Romney, I'm glad that you agree that we have been successful in going after Al-Qaeda. But I have to tell you that your strategy previously has been one that has been all over the map and is not designed to keep Americans safe or to build on the opportunities that exist in the Middle East.
A typically snarky tweet launch from Rex Hupke. Brilliant. Romney comes out wearing Bermuda shorts and carrying a plate of pancakes. The Boca Raton crowd loves it. Was that really necessary? Julia Siegel tweeted this. Bob Schieffer is the Brad Pitt of Boca Raton.
Oh, my God.
Obama tried to push this inconsistency theme in the debate.
Governor, when it comes to our foreign policy, you seem to want to import the foreign policies of the 1980s, just like the social policies of the 1950s and the economic policies of the 1920s.
And, of course, the tweets go wild. Well, Obama just lost the Al-Qaeda vote, says Eric Stangle. Chris Rock tweeted, is Romney going to pull out his binder full of Muslims now? That's pretty good. Donald J. Trump at Real Donald Trump says, stop congratulating Obama for killing bin Laden. The Navy SEALs killed bin Laden. Is that really Donald Trump?
We have to look at it. We have to see, is it real?
Governor Romney underscored that Syria is a policy problem of the administration, but he did not call for a war.
Our objectives are to replace Assad and to have in place a new government, which is friendly to us, a responsible government, if possible. And I want to make sure they get armed.
We're doing exactly what we should be doing to try to promote a moderate Syrian leadership and an effective transition so that we get Assad out.
Gladstone's energy wavering here, tweeting, either nothing was said in the last 10 minutes of this debate or I've just suffered a major stroke. Amanda Young, arming insurgents, that's her tweet, great idea. Smashing success in Afghanistan in the 80s, wasn't it? And eventually the discussion goes to dollars for defense and the Pentagon.
I want to make sure that we have the ships that are required by our Navy. Our Air Force is older and smaller than any time since it was founded in 1947.
Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military has changed. We have these things called aircraft carriers where planes land on them.
Our independent voters love this horses and bayonets line. It was the people's choice last night among our voter friends, A.J. Dellinger of Wisconsin and Dan Starr from Tucson, Arizona.
It just made Romney appear a little out of his league, but to be fair, he hasn't been president for the past 4 years.
That was not very funny. He got a big laugh, but I didn't think it was really all that relevant.
Two of our independent voters, A.J. Dellinger of Wisconsin and Dan Starr from Tucson, Arizona. Rembert Brown loved this. Just secured every horse, navy, carriage, battleship, bayonet, debate, Tumblr address. Gonna be a long night. But Elizabeth Hasselbeck over at The View was in no laughing mood. Her humorless tweet, Romney balances budgets consistently. Obama spends your money consistently.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
The next act was all about apologies. Mitt Romney's word for the Obama foreign policy, an apology roadshow.
You went to the Middle East and you flew to Egypt and to Saudi Arabia and to Turkey and Iraq. And by the way, you skipped Israel, our closest friend in the region.
When I went to Israel as a candidate, I didn't take donors. I didn't attend fundraisers. I went to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum there.
Three great tweets at this point. Onion politics. Obama seems suspiciously knowledgeable about foreign affairs for someone born here. Susan Burke tweets, at any point, Mitt is going to claim he purchased a debate upgrade that lets him talk for two more minutes. And Jody Cantor of The New York Times, raise your hand if you're at least slightly amused by the sight of a Mormon and an African-American candidate out Jew-credding each other. Oh, my goodness. The debate moved on to China. Well, the questions from Bob Schieffer did. Candidates didn't really cooperate. They wanted to go after each other.
But I'll respond to a couple of things you mentioned. First of all, Russia, I indicated, is a geopolitical foe. It's a geopolitical foe.
You would not provide government assistance to the U.S. auto companies, even if they went through bankruptcy. You said that they could get it in the private marketplace. That wasn't true. They would have gone through a liquid.
You're wrong, Mr. President.
No, I am not
wrong.
I am not wrong.
People can look it up.
And
you're right.
People will look it up.
Good.
They were doing more than looking things up. At 10:21, someone had already gotten the tweet handle, Horses and Bayonets. Romney, I want a great relationship with China, Horses and Bayonets tweeted. Those currency-manipulating patent stealers. And the debate finally turned towards the ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the voters out there in the nation watching. Both candidates seemed to sense they were summing things up. Tweeters started to deliver their verdicts. Carl Frisch, when even Glenn Beck is saying Romney has lost this debate, you know. Or Eric Rush tweeted, Romney, presidential, Obama, petulant. Definitely won't help Obama. Definitely? 2 weeks out to voting day? Definitely? Twitter, thy name is Instapundit. I think somebody already owns that name. So our own jury of independent voters was of many minds. Nothing unanimous about this verdict. John Rampe of Ohio was disappointed with both the president and Mitt Romney.
Where they really came off the weakest is when they both started reverting back and trying to talk about domestic issues and problems instead of sticking with foreign affairs. They would start off with a foreign affairs statement and then bring it back to, if their domestic program works, then foreign affairs will be successful. I think they diluted their arguments too much.
Fellow Ohioan Kim Lobey, looking back, said she thought the debates were the biggest part of her decision process.
Listening to them talk about the economy and their views on education and their views on health care and jobs and small businesses, I absolutely feel I've been given enough information. And I feel like at this point, I just don't think we can do four more years of what we've had the last four. I think it's time for a change.
And Kim once again tipped her hand for Mitt Romney. But so did South Florida voter Horacio Sobaron Ferrer. Even though he told us he doesn't think Romney can win, he liked Romney's presidential demeanor.
You don't want a president that is overly aggressive. I mean, we didn't want to see the Romney that we saw in the first debate. You know, when you have someone with the button on the nuclear arsenal, you want someone who's very reasonable, somebody that thinks twice before somebody doesn't get upset. And I think that he came across like that.
Dan Starr down in Tucson, easy decision for him. He went for Romney weeks ago. Nothing's changed him.
I have decided that I'm going to go with Mitt Romney. I am an independent voter, but I made up my mind at the second debate based on the economic factors.
So that was the most important evidence as this case goes to the jury.
Well, I think so. Last night just basically confirmed my decision was the right one.
But A.J. Dellinger of Wisconsin was just unhappy with the whole debate. 4 years ago, he voted third party. He's creeping back to Obama, but didn't hear either candidate address his most important questions.
There weren't a whole lot of areas that the candidates disagreed on. And the two questions that I was most interested in hearing an answer to, which were, if Israel were to go to war with Iran, what's the U.S.'s action? Immediately got panned. The other, dealing with drone strikes. The two questions I was most interested in getting an answer on, I didn't.
I'm predicting you vote for Obama in 2 weeks.
Assuming I don't go third party again, yeah, I would be leaning Obama.
Julia Pfaff from Ohio has heard enough. She did some deliberating for us.
I have to determine which one of these individuals would be best at working with Congress in terms of solving a lot of the domestic issues. And I'm really still trying to suss this out. I think that President Obama, on the whole, would be a better foreign policy president. And, you know, those are the two issues to me that are really important.
But it's a hung jury for the next 2 weeks for our other Ohio friend, Rick Robel.
John, I don't think there's enough evidence. The discussion of foreign policy was extremely superficial. Foreign policy is complex. And, of course, it's difficult to have a detailed discussion of the complexities of foreign policy based on two-minute sound bites.
Before we go and before we ask you to weigh in on last night's debate and what you're looking forward to over the next 2 weeks before Election Day, we wanted to note that a number of weapons websites put bayonets on their front page last night after the bayonets line went viral. On one site, the OKC-3's official Marine Corps bayonet was going for $149, while the most popular bayonet, the Romanian AK-47 Combat, was selling for $20. Weigh in with your bayonet or not, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or go to thetakeaway.org. How do you like them horses?